Jason Goodman had lunch with his pastor for the first time in almost 2 years. Jason is agnostic. He wants to make that very clear.
Very, very clear.
Ain't no me getting under that
He's
water.
Not atheist, but agnostic. Big difference.
The first time you had lunch with your pastor, you got nervous. You're at Salsarita's. You slammed your, you're like, you got nervous while you're talking. You flipped your hands up and it hit your plate and rice went everywhere and on his face and took a selfie and there's rice stuck in the pastor's glasses.
Awful.
And then you're like, hey, sorry. The next time you had lunch, like, hey, you're just like my Taylor Swift. And he's like,
well, I wrote
okay,
him an email
stalker.
Saying, you're my Taylor Swift, because that's not how I meant to say it. It was because I get more nervous to hang out with him than when I met Taylor Swift a couple of times.
This is your
pastor, I didn't mean to say that.
Jonathan, that at the church you go to.
Correct.
Right. All right. And then you go to church sometimes now 3 times a week.
I have.
Yeah.
Just because I like the way.
Yeah.
I like the way
it makes
it's
you
very confusing to me. It feels. I like what he's preaching.
Yeah.
I guess. It's more of the, if you take Jesus out of it, it's more of the message and what he's saying. And it makes sense, but then I question the whole religion.
I'm sure it's super easy to take Jesus out of a pastor's speaking.
Right.
It is.
With all the teachings are coming from Jesus.
A lot of his analogies don't say that.
Okay. Yeah.
But he does say, quotes, whatever the quotes, I don't know. It's like Lutheran 2, whatever that means.
Lutheran 2. Baptist 2:24.
Same old Jason.
Yeah.
What, the book of Lutheran.
Or is it Paul 2:25?
There's some.
Okay.
Yeah, John, 7, Matthew.
That's for a different day and a different conversation.
That's your next lunch.
8:6:7:5:3. Okay, so you had two goals for this lunch, not just to catch up.
Mm-mm.
One was to what?
Get them.
Okay.
Like, I wanted to get him and show him, you know what? This religion is contradicting and you are contradicting.
And by the way, he invited you.
That's correct.
This is important to note.
Yes. And so, and you had another goal. You had two goals.
Oh, I wanted to get his opinion on my Christian playlist.
You had lunch. You met with Pastor Jonathan. Tell us how it went. Did you get accomplished any of these goals?
Well, when I first showed up there, he was there first.
Uh-huh.
And I pull in. I'm like,
power move.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, last time I was there early and I couldn't take it because I was like, I was so nervous that I was like, where is he? I can't take it. And I was too nervous. So I just want to show up and get it over with.
Okay.
Showed up exactly on time. He gets out of his truck. I get out of my car. I'm like, oh, crap. And once again, I'm trying to wipe off my hands because I knew I was going to have to shake hands. And I didn't want to be all
clammy
and sweaty and all that.
That's gross.
And so I was so nervous. And then when we met in the parking lot, it kicked off awkward right away. And
great.
It was one of those, I reach out to my hand and he reaches out his hand and then his left hand to like do a little hug. And I didn't know the hug. So I was like, reached back and then he was done with the hug. So I reached in for a hug and he wasn't.
He went in for the hug.
You know
you
how
were
that
backing
works?
Away.
Yes.
Have you ever done that before? It's awful.
What are we doing?
Yeah, those butterflies you get early in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's all of us.
You
are we kissing or not?
Do.
Yeah, right.
It was awful because it was so awkward right away. And when he was done offering the hug, like 2 seconds later, I went in for the hug and his arms were down because he couldn't hug.
Okay. You do know. You're the awkward one, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I do.
Okay.
I made
just
it
making
awkward.
Sure.
I did it.
Okay. Just making sure.
So then I'm like, oh, Lord. So he's like, oh, this is perfect timing. I'm doing some errands and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, Lowe's. And so that started the conversation of Lowe's. And the whole time waiting in line, I'm like, yeah, this Lowe's is different. I go to that Lowe's and this Lowe's. And he's like, oh, yeah. We talked about Lowe's literally for 5 minutes while we were going through the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then we even get down and I didn't know what to say. So I talked about Lowe's again.
Come
to find
Lowe's.
Out. I'm like, yeah, that Lowe's is different. He's like, yeah, I think they have a better selection of bread. I'm like, oh, I thought you were talking about the hardware store the whole time.
I thought you were too.
Oh,
yeah,
me too.
So I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, oh yeah, I understand those two. So the 5 minutes was wasted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off to a great start.
Yeah. He's like, never mind.
Yeah.
Yes. And
that's
then,
interesting that you could go for 5 minutes talking about a grocery store versus a hardware store.
And neither one,
and neither of you pick it up.
Yeah. I know. So then we sat down, started eating. But when I'm sitting.
Did you all side sit?
No, it was a booth.
Okay.
So we're sitting across the booth.
Who
so
paid?
I could look into his eyes.
I did.
You paid.
Because last time he did.
Oh, I like this.
It's like every other time and I owed him.
Okay, that's a true friendship right there.
Even though he invited me, he paid last time.
Okay.
Okay, and it's not too expensive. Right?
I just wondered because like you've made every other decision up until this point very awkward.
Yeah.
So I wondered if it was awkward at pay time because you have to pay at Salsarita's up front.
Yeah, and he was, we had waters and he was very grateful and all that.
That's nice.
And so we sat down And one of the things that's very difficult is to have a serious conversation, or it's new and eating at the same time. So I, like, every time he was talking, I felt I had to look at him, and I thought it was rude if I ate, so I didn't eat any of my lunch, basically.
Oh,
I couldn't do it.
And yeah.
So if I was talking, obviously I can't eat. And if he was talking, I want to pay attention and show that I'm active listening, which I couldn't eat.
But he was eating.
Yeah. Somehow he can do it.
Mm-hmm. This shows that you have respect for him, because you don't listen at our lunches.
No, you don't.
Or even look at us.
You're on the phone for 100% of the time.
That's fine.
When we go to lunch.
I had to pick my job when you said active listening.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you knew what that was.
So you can do it.
He's got a hold on you.
Yeah, this is impressive.
And we sat down, and the first thing I started talking about is how well organized what he does. And I'm like, it's very detailed. And I'm like, because I notice everything from the lights to the doors opening. All this stuff that most people don't care about, but to me, it's a lot of subconscious, and he thinks the same way. All the way down to the exact timing when it has to go remote and the band starts, and these countdowns and the work. And he even, like, they even discuss, like, on this note of the song, hit this light so it feels powerful. Everything. Down to the smell and the scent.
Wow. Do you have incense in there?
No, but they do something to make sure. He says, you ever notice that a lot of churches have a particular scent? He's like, he says, we don't meet expectations. We want to do what is unexpected. And so everything is super detailed.
They're like, pipe in the Bethlehem spice.
What is the scent you're talking about?
I think
they make sure
they go around making sure every area of the... It's so detailed. I can't believe it.
From
the
frankincense?
Yeah. I would like that. Oh, that sounds like a vape.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he did say, when he talked about the scent, he did say, I heard you say on the air that you vaped. If you could not do that.
Good.
And I said,
I was like,
yes.
I didn't know. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it's fine. I get it. But other people are probably around you with kids and stuff. It's not the best idea to date.
Well, I like the fact that that's kind of hard to say to somebody. To an adult man going through a midlife crisis, to tell him not to vape.
Well, he said it's not the best idea.
Right now, it's his lifeline.
Yeah.
he needs it.
He's already nervous.
Right.
You're taking it away.
He wasn't firm. He just said it's probably not the best idea. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for other people.
Jason's putting all three vapes back in his pocket.
He's like, all right.
I was about to offer you one, but okay.
Fine. I bought you a special Christian vape, but I mean, whatever.
It's a cross.
I bedazzled it with a cross, yeah.
So I asked him, I wanted to show is how Christianity and him, probably a lot of pastors, are they say one thing, but then it contradicts with the other thing.
All right, hold that thought. We want to know if you got them, Jason. If you got them, that's next, Jared and Katie in the Morning.